There are new tensions in the troubled US-Afghan relationship this morning after an American soldier killed as many as 16 civilians, 9 of them children. The Afghan president, Hamid Karzai, condemned the killings, describing the incident as unforgivable, and he's demanding an explanation from the US government. The US president, Barack Obama, has described the shooting as tragic and shocking. Anti-American feelings were already running high after the accidental burning of copies of the Quran by US troops. That sparked days of deadly protests and the killings of 6 US soldiers. Now there are concerns of another backlash. Stephanie Kennedy reports from Washington.
In a village in Kandahar province, an Afghan elder sits motionless by the covered body of one of the dead. His face is expressionless, but his sad eyes tell a story of loss and grief. Nearby, Afghan police gather around a van that contains more bodies, while others watch in disbelief. Just hours earlier, a US Army soldier opened fire on the very people he's meant to protect. Before dawn, the soldier left his military base. He headed to a local village and began shooting. Authorities say he went house to house, killing as many as 16 people. 9 children and 3 women are among the dead. Several others were injured. Sadiq Siddiqui is a spokesman for the Afghan Interior Ministry.
The job of the Afghan security forces and the international community forces are to protect the Afghan civilians. We are looking into it very carefully and seriously.
The acting U.S. ambassador to Afghanistan, James Cunningham, quickly condemned the shooting spree.
We're saddened by this violent act against our Afghan friends. U.S. forces are providing the highest level of care for those injured. The incident is under investigation, and a United States service member has been detained.
Last month, relations plunged to an all-time low after the burning of Qurans at a military base. That sparked weeks of anti-US protests and led President Barack Obama to apologize. Since then, 6 US servicemen have been killed in attacks by their Afghan colleagues. This civilian shooting now risks further inciting anti-American anger. In Washington, senior members of Congress moved swiftly to head off another backlash. Senator John McCain, a former military officer and prisoner of war, urged calm.
You know, it's one of those things that you cannot explain except to extend your deepest sympathy to those victims and see that justice is done.
Lindsey Graham is a member of the powerful Senate Armed Services Committee. He echoed Senator McCain's sentiments.
This is tragic and will be investigated, and that a soldier will be held accountable for his actions under the military justice system. Unfortunately, these things happen in war.
The rogue soldiers' actions have triggered calls for the U.S. to pull out of Afghanistan. The conservative Republican presidential candidate, Newt Gingrich, called for America to reconsider its role there.
I think it's going to get substantially worse, not better, and I think that we are risking the lives of young men and women in a mission that may frankly not be doable.
And for a country that's tired of war, the killing of these civilians by one of their own soldiers will only add more pressure on the US president to speed up the military withdrawal. In Washington, this is Stephanie Kennedy reporting for AM.